Brett Mack, I decided to do something nice for the wife and I yesterday.
Really?
Went out and bought a dozen donuts.
I think you've just taken my title as the man the ladies love to love after doing that.
She said, fantastic, there'll be leftovers. Mm. Then we laughed and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed, Brett Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of laughing, let's get to this story over coming to us out of WA this morning, and I forgot to do this at 7:30.
Have you finished the donut story? Was that
it? Yeah, that's it. We laughed. Well, there's never going to be any leftovers where donuts are concerned. Well, you didn't get it. We laughed.
Okay, move on now. I've got that one.
Great story coming to us out of WA. This has got to be the story of the week. I've gone the early crow. It's only Monday.
Right.
So over in WA, a bit of a scare for some Perth residents. Mm-hmm. An entire street was shut down after an armed man was seen outside a jewellery store. Got the flak jacket vest on. Mm-hmm. To repel the officer's bullets, mm-hmm. and he's carrying what looked to be like an AK-47.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the gun of choice when it comes to the Great Australian Army.
Yeah.
And police have been alerted. They've closed down the entire street.
Rightfully so.
Put down your weapons, sir. Get down on the ground.
Oh, what sort of weapon did he have?
Well, it turned out that it was a gel blaster. So a bit of a fake gun, you know, gel blasters, like as in paint gun situation.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a fake flak jacket. Why? Because he was a stripper off to do a gig.
He's borrowed your outfit, PT. It's nice of you to lend that out.
So fake flak jacket,
yeah.
Fake gun.
Yeah.
All he was wanting to do was ride the pony.
Is that the music you use when you're impressing the ladies?
Oh,
is it?
That's my go-to. Pony by Junior. The poor guy's just going to do a strip job for a whole heap of females, and he's been whisked off to the cells for a good talking to by the local WA constabulary.
Hello, hello, hello.